I've always been a fan of imaginative prayer, where you pray with a scene of the Gospels with Jesus, and you imagine yourself in that scene, listening to what Jesus or the others are saying, imagining the sights, the sounds, the smells, if there's food, the tastes. What do you feel? For the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, let's imagine ourselves with Mary, or even better, imagine Mary with us. At times when I've prayed the rosary, I've prayed my own prayer with Mary in different scenes, different tragedies, where she is consoling someone or just suffering with them. In fact, we could say that Our Lady of Sorrows is also Our Lady of Compassion, because she suffers with us, united to us through her suffering at Jesus' crucifixion. But that's not the only time that Mary suffered. Mary was probably fearful when she was traveling, carrying Jesus in her womb as they went to Bethlehem. When Mary, Jesus, and Joseph had to flee to Egypt, she had the fear and the horrors of being a migrant, a refugee, fleeing for her safety. When Jesus was in the temple and Joseph and Mary searched for him for 3 days, that fear of someone who has lost a child and doesn't know where he or she is. The sadness that Mary must have had at the death of Joseph. For if you think about it, Joseph was really the only other person than Mary who knew what was going on, and they didn't know much. And losing him meant that, except for Jesus, she was alone in wondering who Jesus was for her and what God's plan was for Jesus. Certainly at the crucifixion, Mary suffered the loss of her son under a horrible death, a public execution meant to humiliate not only Jesus, but those who saw him. When I would pray the rosary and imagine Mary in various scenes, I would imagine Mary with the mothers and fathers grieving a child lost in a school shooting. Mary at the side of someone who is sick with a fatal or unknown illness. Mary with someone who has lost a spouse. We can imagine ourselves with Mary and invite Mary to be with us in our times of need, in our times of sorrow, to ask her to be compassionate towards us and to help us bring our prayers to the Lord. When we're suffering the death of a loved one, a fear of the unknown, the loss of a relationship or a job, we can ask Mary to be with us. I also pray with song, and I'll spare you the singing of it, but Liam Lawton, an Irish priest and musician, has a song called Sing of a Lady. If you can find it on iTunes or on his CD, that'd be a wonderful one to listen to. Play it and imagine yourself with Mary in those various scenes, and then imagine Mary in your scenes of your life.